police arrested 29-year-old Roderick Vasquez last summer for allegedly bringing illegal drugs to Petersburg. Local police searched his luggage after a trip to Juneau and say they found heroin and methamphetamine he intended to sell. Vasquez faced two charges of misconduct involving a controlled substance. He accepted an agreement and pleaded guilty to a reduced charge of attempted misconduct involving a controlled substance in the second degree. His other charge was dismissed. In late January, Superior Court Judge William Carey sentenced him to 6 years in jail with 4.5 years of that suspended. That gives him 18 months to serve. He'll also have to pay a fine of $10,000 and be on probation for 5 years. On top of that, he was sentenced to 3 more months and 25 days in jail for attempting to escape supervision by removing an electronic monitoring device and violating his conditions of release. That's total jail time of just under 22 months, a little under 2 years. Another two cases resolved recently centered around a shipment of illegal drugs nearly 2 years ago. Authorities brought drug and tampering charges against three people in July of 2020 after intercepting a box containing methamphetamine, heroin, and oxycodone mailed to Petersburg with an estimated street value of $16,000. Last week, one of the three, 57-year-old Sam Nelson, pleaded guilty to misconduct involving a controlled substance in the third degree. He received a sentence of 3 years in jail with all that time suspended. He'll be on supervised probation with conditions during that time and had his other charges dismissed. The attorneys in the case agreed Nelson played a minor role in the crime. Nelson's attorney, Eric Hedlund, says his client has a brain injury and is able to be fooled into helping. Nelson had a prior conviction for receiving a shipment of illegal drugs in 2015. Another man authorities charged in the 2020 case was sentenced last November. 42-year-old Aaron Bradford pleaded guilty to a charge of tampering with the evidence. His sentence was suspended for 30 months, during which time he's on probation with conditions. His conviction can be set aside at the end of that. The attorney representing both Bradford and Vasquez did not respond to a message seeking comment about the resolution of those cases. Another defendant in the 2020 case, Breanne Daw, last year accepted a plea agreement and also had a suspended sentence. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Wicknicki.